You're listening to SBS News.
It started out as a day of civic pride in the United States, with Americans coming together to celebrate the 4th of July holiday, which commemorates the Declaration of Independence. But it soon turned into a deadly scene of mayhem. As thousands gathered in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, a man with a high-powered rifle opened fire from a rooftop, which overlooked the parade, killing six people and injuring more than two dozen individuals. The panicked crowd stampeded as they fled the hail of bullets. Amirani Garcia was at the parade with her six-year-old daughter.
I just remember seeing like smoke on the ground. We were literally close by to where it all happened. I remember hearing shootings and going like, that's, and then reloading, and then again, and people screaming and running. It was just really traumatizing and scary. It just makes me feel like we're not safe anymore.
Many originally thought that the gunshots were a patriotic salute from the Navy, only to discover they were mistaken.
I thought that it was the Navy that was saluting the flag with the rifles, but then when I saw people running, I picked up my son and I started running. I ran to a niche in one of the buildings of the local shops there, and I tried to break the glass to get in with my son, and I couldn't break it. And when the shot stopped again, that's when we decided we had to run, so we started shooting again, and we ran behind the building, and I put my son in a dumpster, and he sit there with his dog so that I can go back to get my phone and find the rest of my family, because they ran away also, and it was just horrible.
Those injured range in age from 8 to 85. Dr. Brigham Temple from North Shore University Health System said that Highland Park Hospital had received 26 patients following the attack.
So of the 26 individuals that showed up here at Highland Park Hospital, 25 of those did sustain gunshot wound injuries. Some of them were minor, some of them were much more severe, and some of those patients were in critical condition when they did arrive here to the hospital.
Authorities have confirmed they've arrested a 22-year-old male and taken him into custody. The Highland Park shooting marks at least the 308th mass shooting in the US this year. That's according to data from the Gun Violence Archive. The organisation defines a mass shooting as involving four or more victims, and that's not including the shooter. There have been 11 such incidents in the first 4 days of July, including three on July 4th alone. In the hours since the fatal shooting, the usual demands for more meaningful gun reform were issued, like this from Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois.
I just listened to the sound of that gunfire from one of the videos that was captured. And let me tell you that the last time I heard a weapon with that capacity firing that rapidly on a 4th of July was Iraq. It was not the United States of America. We can, and we should, and we will do better.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's spoken to President Joe Biden and issued this emotional message.
I'm furious. I'm furious that yet more innocent lives were taken by gun violence. I'm furious that their loved ones are forever broken by what took place today. I'm furious that children and their families have been traumatized. I'm furious that this is happening in communities all across Illinois and America. I'm furious because it does not have to be this way. This madness must stop.
U.S. President Joe Biden was hosting a group of veterans and other guests at the White House to honor Independence Day. In his speech, he referred to the shooting and reminded voters of the upcoming midterm elections.
You all heard what happened. You all heard what happened today. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy, nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
As Vice President, Joe Biden had helped develop a gun control package in response to the shooting at Sandy Hook. Nearly a decade after Republicans defeated it, President Biden is still searching for answers. Securing a majority in both the House and the Senate could see gun reform legislation passed.
I know many Americans look around today and see a divided country and are deeply worried about that fact. I understand, but I believe we're more united than we are divided. Even more, I believe it's a choice we make, and I believe it's within our power to choose unity.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.